Well, Bob, thanks very much for being here today.
Thanks, Aaron. It's great to be back on with you.
This weekend is the 2012 National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and I'm just going to let you go ahead and talk about who's coming in and what their story is.
All right, Aaron. As most people know, every year, the weekend after Memorial Day weekend is the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's big weekend of the year. This year, our 23rd annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction weekend falls on June 1st and June 2nd. On June 2nd is our actual induction banquet over at Dyer Hudson Hall at 12 noon. And I want people to know that it is open to the public. It's $25 a ticket, and the public is welcome to come and attend the banquet. We have a wonderful luncheon, and then the induction ceremony usually lasts from about 12 till about 3:15. The public is welcome to come in, have lunch with the Hall of Famers, and stay for the induction ceremony. It's a wonderful, wonderful event.
12 people are being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Talk a little bit more about them.
Well, there's three different categories. Of course, the category everybody's very familiar with is the drivers. This year, we have Johnny Anderson from California, Thad Dosher, originally from Topeka, Kansas, who lives in North Carolina now, Sam Hoffman, Chuck Hulse, Colby Scroggin, and Bobby Ward, who lives in Conway, Arkansas, is coming to be with us. All of these drivers are receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award and will become members of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum after and during the induction banquet. The two other categories a lot of people aren't really familiar with or maybe may not think of when you think of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. One category is for the owners, mechanics, builders, manufacturers, car sponsors. This year we have three individuals going into those categories: Harry Hosterman, Henry Meyer, and Ron Shaver. And of course, anybody from around the Knoxville area that's a sprint car enthusiast will recognize Ron Shaver. Ron and his family have been building sprint car and open wheel engines for many, many years in California. The other category people may not be familiar with is the category that includes promoters, officials, media members, and event series sponsors. And this year, Earl Padgett, Gary Sokola, and Bill Vandewater will also be inducted into the Hall of Fame on Saturday, June the 2nd.
Now, we were talking a little bit before we started the interview here kind of about the culture that the Hall of Fame induction ceremony brings, and any real sprint car fan, it's something that they should be a part of.
Right, we were talking right before we started the interview, and I think that most people that come by the Hall of Fame, when they walk through, they'll find somebody in the museum and they'll start talking with them about what part of the country they're from and what racetracks they went to and who their favorite drivers are. Well, the Hall of Fame induction banquet weekend is really a gathering for the Hall of Famers, their families, and also the fans who watched these drivers for many years, and also the engine builders who they cheered on their engines with their favorite drivers driving the cars, or their favorite officials that worked around the races. You know, Bill Vandewater was a very colorful flagman, flagged many Indianapolis 500s, very well known. He's not with us, but his family, all of his sons are going to be with us. And when those people walk into Dyer Hudson Hall and they come here the night before, we have a reception here on Friday night that's open to the public also at 7 o'clock, and that's free up on our second floor. It's rather a bench racing type of get-together where people kind of talk about their past racing experiences and what happened when they were inducted into the Hall of Fame and some of the racing stories that they have from their past. It's really a gathering of the clan of sprint car racing people who just really love the sport.
And I think it's kind of neat too. I mean, like you said, everyone knows the drivers, they recognize those names, but obviously the other two categories, those things are just as important in sprint car racing in order to build the sport, promote the sport, and invest in the sport.
That's very true. You know, I'm going to pick on Ron Shaver a little bit because I think most of the people listening to the broadcast have heard Ron's name or heard of Shaver Engines out in California. They know many of the sprint car teams that come to Knoxville that use Shaver Engines. But what I think a lot of people don't know is the history behind Ron Shaver's family. Ron Shaver's grandfather actually started the company, and believe it or not, his family has worked on Offenhauser engines and Drake engines, and it was Ron's father who got Ron interested in the business, and today Shaver Specialties is still a family business. Ron's wife, Ron's son and daughter all work at Shaver Specialties, and they've carried on that tradition of four generations of Shavers building high-performance open-wheeled racing engines. I think a lot of people recognize Ron's name, but I don't think they know the story about his grandfather and his dad working on the Offenhauser and Drake engines. And that's the type of thing I think that's important for the Hall of Fame to continue to do, is tell the story of sprint car racing, preserve our sport's past so that people will not only recognize Ron Shaver, but also his family for their contribution to the sport and how important it is for us to know the complete story of people that have contributed Lifetime Achievement Awards to become a member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
That's the kind of thing that comes up in all Hall of Fame inductions. This is no different. The small stories, the little things, you see it, you know, the big sports, National Football Hall of Fame, they have their on TV, and you see these small stories, these little intricate details that meet these people who they are, and that's no different at the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. That's kind of what's going to be going on Saturday.
Yeah, we talked about another of the small stories. You know, Henry Meyer was a car owner, a mechanic back in like 1920s, 1930s, and Henry's no longer with us. But when we called his daughter, Jane Gerhardt from Rhode Island, to let her know that her father, Henry, was being inducted into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum for being a car owner back in the 1920s, 1930s, she was very moved. And after a few minutes after she composed herself, she told me, she goes, "You're not going to believe this." She goes, "But I know where Knoxville, Iowa is, because I used to go to the races with my dad to the Des Moines Fairgrounds racetrack and help him with his race car." She said, "I know exactly what this means to my family." And she goes, "And I don't know how I'm going to be in Knoxville, Iowa from Rhode Island, but I'll promise you that I'm going to be there." People involved in the sport of sprint car racing know that to be a Hall of Famer is a lifetime achievement award. And it's very important not only for the people that are being inducted and the past inductees, but also for the fans that come and support racing every week here at Knoxville Raceway and throughout the country to recognize these people for their accomplishments and their dedication.
And you said the reception is open to the public, $25 tickets. How do people get those tickets?
You can buy a ticket at the door when you come on Saturday, June the 2nd at 12 noon, or you can stop by the Hall of Fame and Museum and talk to Lori DeMoss or myself. We have the tickets here for sale. Like we said, they're $25 each. It includes a wonderful lunch. It's being catered in by the Rib Shack. Also, in addition to the lunch, the ceremonies are going to be emceed for years and years. Pat Sullivan and Dave Argerbright have been our MCs, and they do a wonderful job for us. Last year, we were very fortunate. Toby Cruz, the new promoter and general manager at Knoxville Raceway, was our MC, and Toby's going to be back with us this year, going to be enjoying the ceremonies and letting Dave Argerbright and Pat Sullivan do the work for us.
All right. Well, Bob, thanks very much for joining us today. We look forward to it this weekend.
Well, thank you for having us on KNIA KRLS. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio. We hope the people listening will take advantage and come over on June the 2nd before they go to the races on that Saturday night here at Knoxville Raceway. Stop by the induction banquet, have a nice lunch, and just be a part of sprint car racing a little bit more.